The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Joseph, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water. I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking to you." Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him. When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
You want a good icebreaker? Next time you're at a cocktail party, go up to someone and ask, "So how's your prayer life going?" So how's your prayer life going? Good? Anybody struggle with prayer? Anybody dare to admit that they don't pray? It's not a condescending question. Prayer is how we build our relationship with God. As a professional prayer, I must admit that I do struggle with prayer. It takes time, doesn't it? It's hard work. It takes effort. Prayer is just like any other relationship that we have. And if all we do is talk about surface stuff, no deep relationship is established. But as I mentioned, I am a professional prayer, and I do read a lot. And so I know a few things about prayer. Prayer, as the avenue for our relationship with God, is like any other relationship that we have. It takes time to be with the other. It takes effort and work to build a relationship up. It requires trust. There is a risk, as with any relationship, of revealing yourself to the other, leaving yourself vulnerable. But it also takes patience and attention to allow the other to reveal themselves to you. And if all you do is talk about the trivial or what the weather is like, there's no way in the world anything deep, abiding, and lasting will come about. The woman at the well, this gospel passage, we see this relationship develop between Jesus and the woman. It is a model of Christian prayer. Notice they start out with light banter, a little give and take. Trust is established. There's calling to task. Questions develop. Answers. Confusion. Enlightenment. All leading up to revelation. This woman comes to know Jesus not as just some guy who's thirsty. She comes to know him as the Christ. My friends, Jesus still thirsts. He thirsts for all of us. He thirsts for a deep, abiding, sustaining relationship with each and every one of us.